When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I guess the one play that we don't have on the sheet here, because it's just it shows up on the box score as an incomplete pass by Joe Mixon to C.J. Stroud.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this was at the 9:07 mark of the fourth quarter. So this was the drive that ended with the missed field goal. This was the drive that that had the roughing the snapper penalty that we were just talking about. The Texans get the ball. They move it down inside the they move it down to the Jets' 10-yard line. And it's 2nd and 7 at the Jets' 10. There's 9 minutes to go in the game. The Texans are trailing by 4. And for some reason, Bobby Slowick picked this juncture in the game, crucial juncture where in a game where points are clearly at a premium, he is putting the game into the hands of Joe Mixon, which I have no problem with if they're handing the ball off to Joe Mixon. But he's at 2nd and 7 at the Jets' 10-yard line, direct snap to Mixon, and I'm like, okay, Wildcat here seems interesting. I mean, the handoff seemed to be working. No. It's a Wildcat so he can throw a go route to C.J. Stroud in
it's
the corner
a
of the end zone.
Dude, it's the – you're running like the least efficient play in football when quarterbacks are running it.
Right.
That trick play was to have C.J. go beat a defensive back in off coverage.
Yeah.
On a fade?
You gotta let your playmakers go make plays. Mixon and Stroud are two of the best playmakers on this team. You gotta let them go make plays.
I try to be careful about criticizing calling a trick play in general. Because, hey, nobody had an issue with the fake play, the trick play when Stephon Diggs scored a touchdown against the Bills, right? Or, no, who is it? Whoever that was against, the Bears. That was great. All right, good job. Good play design. Unless somebody screwed up and wasn't where they were supposed to be in their route, this looked like they were asking just Dan Marino to line up and be like Dan Marino. Like Dan Marino is Joe Mixon.
Yeah.
The degree of difficulty on this was very, very, very high.
Right.
Unless they completely duped the Texans and the cornerback just left C.J. Stroud completely and totally unalone. By the moment the ball was snapped, that should have been dead in the dirt.
Yeah.
And whatever the backup plan on that play was, I can't believe it was executed properly. That couldn't have been the plan.
Here is the one of the very basic things about what they did there to me is the fact that they did it on 2nd and 7. And this is so sad that I'm saying this, that 7 yards feels as daunting as it is in the second half of football games for this team. But it's 2nd and 7. If you throw an incomplete pass there, which they did, you now have to convert a 3rd and 7. You know what I mean? Like, if they did that on 2nd and 3 or 2nd and 2, I'd be like, all right, well, you know, this is still a manageable down. It's just 3rd and 7 in the second half of football games, especially down at the 10-yard line where everything is so smushed in and compressed down there. It just made no sense. D'Amico was asked about this after the game, and I have no idea if this is how he really feels about it or if he's just protecting Bobby Slowik in this situation? Like, ultimately, D'Amico's got say over everything. I suppose he could have said, we're not running a trick play down here. What are we doing? But here was D'Amico Ryans when asked about it after the game.
Yeah, that play there, Joe takes the ball and he's, you know, simulating a run there and trying to get a throw to CJ. Didn't get the look that we want, didn't execute it the right way, you know. Everybody, trick plays are great when you execute them, right? And then everybody's a genius when you run trick play and it doesn't work, then everybody's looking like why you call the play. So you take a chance on those plays. If they work, great. If they don't, hey, not so great.
Hey, Seth, scratch-offs are great when you scratch them off and there's $20,000 underneath it. You know, nobody criticizes you when you do a scratch-off card and the prize is $20,000, but
yeah,
then look,
yeah,
and you go to try to pay for your kid's education with a scratch off and it doesn't work and all of a sudden I'm a dummy, you know. But if it works,
just part of the when you talk about the execution too, it's all right. Yeah, they forget who their offensive line is, because Kendrick Green is pulling on that play, but his arrival to lead Joe Mixon is slow because Juice Scruggs gets tangled up with Kendrick as he's pulling. And then the right side of the offensive line is getting blown back by the defensive tackle. Dalton Schultz is trying to give a little jab to Hassan Reddick, but Reddick just gets upfield. So Joe Mixon is trying. Hey, guess what? The guy throwing the football is under pressure. All right? Is that a big shock and surprise to you?
Joe Mixon's going to get hurt.
The guy's on it. Even if they had bit on the play fake completely, I think Joe Mixon gets tackled for a loss if it was a run on that. It just, these guys can't execute anything properly.
It's crazy, man. I can't believe this is the same team that had us all so electrified this time last year. Week 9 of last, you know what week, this is week 9. You know what week 9 of last season was? 470 yards and 5 touchdowns against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is, by and large, the same team that did that last year. I know they had no Nico yesterday, but that, like, this is, like, overall, like, it, let's not act like last night was this outlier. Like, it's been some version of this way all year long, and the second half issues have been an issue, other than two games. That's been a problem all year.
The inability to score touchdowns in the second half.
They just don't do it.
So in seven of the nine games they've played, they haven't scored a single touchdown.
They've scored 6 touchdowns in the second half of games this season. 4 of those were scored in the first Colts game and the Patriots game.
Okay.
So in the other 7 games, they've only scored 2 touchdowns in the second half.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're just cherry picking negative stats.
Fine,
there,
yeah, that's
clearly, obviously, yeah. That
you know,
I
you
just,
know what? No. You're right. I should just keep it simple. They've scored 6 touchdowns in 9 games in the second half.
That's bad enough. Right.
Yeah, I don't need to get cute. You're right. I don't need to get cute. That's unacceptable. I don't need to get cute at all. 6 touchdowns in the second half of games is a complete abomination and a pox across the entire offensive coaching staff.
It's hilarious that you're, like, even on a trick play, a gadget play, where you're trying to help the offensive line out by giving them some gadgetry. Maybe if you just stand in the right spot, this will get blocked upright.
Oh my God.
But Tytus Howard and Shaq Mason get blown back by the defensive tackle enough that it disrupts Kendrick Green's pull, and he can't get out to block Hassan Reddick, and Joe Mixon has to throw the ball under duress to a quarterback who is very well covered by one of the better cornerbacks in the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, like it just, we'll criticize the trick play because it seems poorly designed and poorly executed given the people you have on the field.
It was at a stupid time to do it, too. I mean, it's the fourth quarter. This has got to have it time. Like this isn't midway through the second quarter where the two teams are kind of feeling each other out a little bit still, like a boxing match. You know, like they're kind of feeling their way through it. This is in the fourth quarter of a game where all of a sudden in the second half, possessions themselves are at a premium. There were only two possessions between both teams in the third quarter of this game. That third quarter took like an actual 25 minutes of lifetime. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That 15 minutes of football went by like that. It's 9 minutes to go in a game on the road that you are trying to steal, that you have not been able to score in. It's 14-10. You're down by four. It's not 34-30 where everything's working that day for everybody. Yeah. And I understand the concept behind trick play sometimes is, look, the conventional stuff's not working, so we got to try something here. Not there and not that, and not with putting C.J. Stroud out in a route. Get out of here with that. Like, what's C.J. going to go up and high point a ball in the back of the end zone?
And not to mention even, like, okay, what are we hoping that, man, maybe he can catch one as somebody crashes into his ribs and he can make a one-handed grab himself?
Yeah.
That's
so dumb.
I'm just so disgusted by the thought that somehow you're gonna pull the, what's the name of those machines that are way too complicated, you know, where you got like pulleys going and everything, and the junior high kids will do it as a project.
Oh, I forget what they're called. I know what you're talking about.
Somebody
yeah.
text in 713-57.
Where you drop like a pinball at the top of it here, and it slides down a ramp and goes
that collapses
up this.
A house of cards that falls into a it's that.
Yeah.
Me trying to figure out the name of that damn contraption, that's Bobby Slowick calling
right.
that play last night.
That's exactly right.
Put in the Rube Goldberg. Mm-hmm. Put in the Rube Goldberg.
I'd love to know what that play is called because I got a few.
It's the Rube Goldberg.
Yeah.
Oh. It was the Rube Goldberg, except it was the first. Usually when they film those things for the TikTok, it's like 400 attempts before they get it right.
Yeah.
So we've only got three more of
Rube
those.
Rube Goldberg, take 315. Action.
Oh, I actually came up with that on my own eventually without the help
so
of the text
line. That's what it is,
the
huh?
The Rube Goldberg
that's
machine.
What
yeah.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Here was C.J. Stroud.
It's the first win of the evening.
Nice job. Here was C.J. Stroud on the trick play.
I thought, you know, we had that play lined up. We thought it was a good look. And, you know, we got to do a better job of selling the run and, you know, making the DB fall asleep. And, you know, I got to find a way to maybe go just catch it. I thought I got held or... I'm not a receiver, so I don't know. But, you know, I thought they got a couple calls that we didn't get. But at the same time, you know, at the end of the day, man, like, we can go this call, that call. We didn't win the game, and we got embarrassed. We got kicked from point A to point Z. So we got to get a lot of things fixed.
Let me tell you another thing.
Yeah.
Sell the run. I'm watching the play right now. What freaking – I got to watch my language here. I want to know. I'm looking at the blocking right now. I want to know what haphazard, idiotic, stupid dullard of a linebacker, safety, or cornerback – is going to fall for the run on this play where they're clearly, I'm watching the offensive lineman. No, like you take one step and you're like, nope, this is not there. This is pass protection. They're clearly bogus. Oh, you're a genius when it works out. This thing wasn't going to work out. This was not going to work out. There's nothing about the design of this play, the execution of it, just any of it that was conceived in a good spot. The only explanation is that everybody was drunk last night.
Yeah. Are you? I wish
that's
I
the
was,
only one I'll accept.
Yeah, no, I wish.
Turns
I was
out
drunk
we all got drunk
night.
Before the game.
I wish not all of us. I wish I was drunk last night. Are you saying that there was no inkling at all that they were ever going to run on that play, or it was a poorly executed? Like they were trying to sell the run, but it was just a bad sales job.
They're trying to sell the run, yeah. And I mean. This defensive line, this offensive line never looks like they're out to do bad things to people or anything.
Nope.
But no, they're notably very passive in this.
Yeah.
And I think maybe you're hoping is that, okay, they're trying to make it look like pass, but Joe Mixon's going to run to the outside or something. But no, I think everybody's eyes immediately, one step into this read would have their eyes to the left. and on any potential receiving threats. Who's the other receiving threat? Only C.J. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud.
Just C.J. That's it. That's the.
He played receiver really, in sixth grade.
Let's really put him into a bind in coverage. And what are they going to do? Oh no, it's only C.J. Stroud out on routes.
The funny thing about that is, and this is no disrespect to C.J.'s athletic ability, but he's not even one of those quarterbacks where his calling card is his pure athleticism. Like Lamar Jackson, the scouts or the pundits were literally saying he should play wide receiver in the NFL before he came into the league. Anthony Richardson, 6'5" or whatever, and can probably jump to the moon. I could see you throwing a pass to Anthony Richardson or somebody like that. Like C.J. Stroud's magical superpower, at least it was until the last few games when the offensive line has started to ruin him, has been what his right arm can do, not the ability to go up and catch footballs.
No, and I think like what you're hoping is that DJ Reed all of a sudden is going to be the dumbest cornerback on earth and think that, oh, yeah, they're going to run to the weak side of this formation with the quarterback right here, and I'm going to be too dumb to know that he's a receiving threat. And
All right. Let's do people.
They think everybody's as dumb as they are. Man, the bye week comes. This Bobby Slowick ain't it, man. Right now, Bobby Slowick ain't it. Chris Strausser, the offensive line coach, he ain't it.
Nope.
Nothing you can do about the offensive tackles. You already paid those guys. And I know that, hey, their PFF pass protection grades are swell. Yeah.
Still?
Go ahead.
Are we sure? There is a lot of anxiousness and a lot of nervousness on the text page here. The one big thing, a name from the past that is getting invoked here, I want to run this by Seth because he played with this name from the past. We will get to that.
I know what's coming here.
Yep. Be prepared.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.